This is 7AD. Now, the Latrobe Recreation Ground is ready for a $1.5 million upgrade, and it will go ahead regardless of who wins the election on Saturday. Here's Latrobe Council Deputy Mayor Graham Brown. Morning, Graham.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, you've had both sides of federal politics committing $500,000, right?
Both sides have committed it, so regardless, we will be going ahead, yes.
Okay. Now, it's a $1.5 million project, so that covers off $500,000. So you've also got $500,000 from the Tasmanian State Government and the council itself putting $500,000 to it.
That's it, yes.
All right.
That's where we're getting the funding from.
Right. So
it's a big commitment for us for the football ground.
Indeed it is.
Badly needed. What we're going to do is we badly need it, yeah.
So what are you going to do, Graham?
Well, what we're doing is we're building 4 new change rooms, 2 men and 2 women, so there'll be separate change rooms for men and women, which will be a great asset to us with the involvement of women in sport now.
Yep.
And we'll be able to attract a lot more women's sides there, and particularly in juniors as well. There's a great influx of junior women playing football now and cricket.
Yep.
So that means everybody's going to have their own environment to be able to go and get change without having to worry about changing over from men to women and something like that, which has been badly needed for a long time. If we do all this, we'll be able to attract other representative games there.
Yeah. Well, for instance, Greater Northern Raiders cricket have played a few games there, and
that's right. Yeah. And that's another thing which we have to. And we've had whispers that the Hurricanes women's team might want to come up and have a game.
Great.
I'm just saying they're whispers that we've been hearing. And also within that money too, there's also we're not just for the change rooms for the people for men and women. We're building separate change rooms for the umpires and the officials of the game, which protects them from everybody else. We're putting in a new public toilet block. We're putting in a new dedicated first aid room, which is only another little room off the side at the moment, but it'll be a dedicated first aid room where you'll be able to get any injuries we looked at there fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And really, it's going to be an absolute add-on to the ground. It'll make it a lot better than what it is now.
Right.
And we'll be able to get bigger games and better games and attract everything.
Absolutely. Now, with the new change rooms, so where are you actually going to build them? Whereabouts?
Roughly where they are now, underneath the ones that are there now.
Oh, okay, so you're going to...
They're going to be in the same spot, but underneath the grandstand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're just basically, you're going to gut those spaces and then just basically refurbish.
And just renew everything that's in there, yes.
Righto.
To a modern, there'll be very modern facilities. Like, they'll be good as anywhere in the state, the change room facilities will be.
So... The election's this Saturday, so how long before you get the federal money, do you reckon?
sorry, I can't answer that. I don't know. Let's hope it'll be soon, because with the state government already committed and the council already committed, the sooner we can get that, the sooner we can do all the preparation plans and get everything under work and to have them open as soon as we can before next year with a bit of luck, you see.
Yeah, right. So that means that you have a lot of cricket there during the summer. What will you have, temporary change rooms? Well,
everything will be under control. There's 2 change rooms there now. You'll do one and then do the other. You know, we won't sort of block people off so they can't go and be changed or anything.
Mm.
But, these are badly needed. You know, that we've had females that have gone and got changed in the car rather than going to the change rooms.
Yeah, right.
Which is not good. That's why one of the reasons why we're upgrading these, to make them a lot better.
It's a win-win for you guys.
Oh, it's a win-win for us and the community, yeah.
Yeah. And well done to the council for coughing up $500,000. Yeah, that's a fair bit of money.
It is, but it's needed. And we as a council can see what we need. And all the council, there's nobody not in favour of it.
Yeah.
It was unanimous that we contribute to the $500,000 to it.
All right. Good work, mate. Thanks for taking our call.
That's all right. Not a problem. You have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, buddy.